Okay, to conclude, we defined two concepts that will be useful in the following lessons we will use in when we discuss reweighting methods, and are the definitions of the energy histogram and of the density of states. Let's first define the energy histogram, which properly is the probability of configurations of a given energy at a given temperature, beta. In the discussion here, as well as the next lectures, we will assume that the system is discrete, so you may have in mind a spin system like the Eisen system, because this simplifies the notation. We don't have to do integrals, but just sums. But of course, all these concepts can be generalized to systems with continuous phase space. It's simply the problem of integrating over the appropriate variables. The other advantage of using a discrete state space is that the energy that the system can take are discrete, and so everything is simpler, but of course things can be generalized also to continuous systems. So what is the definition of the distribution? Formally, it is simply defined as the average value of the Kronecker delta of h of x and e0. So we are computing the average value of h of x, e0, where the delta function, well, it's not a delta function, it's a Kronecker delta, simply means that if h of x is equal to e0, you get 1. If h of x is different from e0, you get 0. And so you simply rewrite as h as 1 over zb e2 beta e0 as the sum over x of this delta function. Of course, as this is a distribution, this distribution allows you to compute any average value of h. There is here the formal proof, which is, okay, is a little bit long, a little bit detailed. So if you want to compute the average value of e to the power k of the within using the distribution h, you immediately realize, there are a few lines here, that this is equal to the average value of the Hamiltonian to the power k computed in the usual distribution function. And this means that, of course, the width of the distribution of the function h is the variance of the Hamiltonian that we have computed in the previous slide, and it's equal to kt squared, the specific heat of fixed volume. And now we define a quantity which is c hat of t, which is by definition the specific heat multiplied by kt squared. This is just a notation, and we will see below, you see below, that c hat t is the derivative of the energy with respect to beta, not with respect to the temperature, but with respect to the inverse temperature beta, with a minus sign. So we will mainly use CH, since this is directly related to the width of the distribution, which is defined as minus dE over d beta. And of course also C hat of t scales like n, and the width of the distribution of H scales like the square root of n. So this is just results that follow from the previous slide. Another important concept that I want to introduce here is that of the density of states, rho of E. This is a property of the state space, has nothing to do with the Hamiltonian. And for a system with discrete energy values, rho of E is simply the number of states of energy E. So it's simply the number of states of energy E. But of course you may ask why it's called a density of states. And the origin of the name can be easily understood when we use a continuous distribution of states. Because in this case, the definition is the following. Rho of E is defined as, in the following way, rho of E times dE, here the energy is a continuous variable, is the number of states with an energy that lies in the interval E plus dE, which means that the number of states that whose energy is included in the interval between E1 and E2 is the integral of rho E dE, and the integral goes, of course, from E1 to E2. And here you see why it's called the density, because in this language, rho of E is the differential of the number of states with respect to dE. These are the two definitions. So for discrete states, for systems with discrete states, rho of E is simply the number of states, while for systems that are continuous, the density of states, rho of E, is defined using this definition, is the number of states in an interval of width dE divided by dE. It is trivial to relate H with rho E. Remember again the definition, H is 1 over ZB, E2 minus beta E0, and then we sum over all states such that H of X is equal to E0, and each of them gives you a 1, the same factor. So effectively, the sum corresponds to the number of states that have that given value of the energy. So the sum is nothing but rho E0. And so we get the relation that H of E0 beta is 1 over ZB rho E0 E2 minus beta E0. This is the relation between rho and H. So you see from this relation that you can estimate rho apart from a constant. You cannot compute the constant in front of it because ZB, the partition function, is unknown. But the energy dependence can be computed from the computation of the distribution H. So if you know H, you know rho up to a constant. But you should be aware that although this is possible in principle, in practice, you're only able to compute rho in an interval around the mean value, because H has a width of order C hat. So outside this width, you will not have any estimate of H simply because H is too small. So in practice, once you compute H, you know rho in a small interval around the mean value of H at the given value of the temperature, and this interval will have a width of order square root of n. So you don't know the density of states for any value of the energy, but only in this small interval of values of the energy. This is the interval in which you can compute rho.